Here is your NPR News update for Thursday, April 19th. I'm Stephen John. There will be no criminal charges filed in connection to Prince's overdose death 2 years ago. Carver County Attorney Mark Metz says the investigation showed the famous musician died from taking what he thought was Vicodin, but was instead a counterfeit version of that painkiller laced with fentanyl. He says Prince's doctor did prescribe the pain reliever Percocet, but wrote it out to Prince's bodyguard.
The evidence shows that they followed Prince's direction in maintaining his privacy. However, we have no direct evidence that a specific person provided the fentanyl to Prince.
Prince's doctor has agreed to pay $30,000 to settle a federal civil violation for writing a prescription in another person's name. U.S. Senator Tina Smith says the federal government should take steps to keep travelers from being stranded by airlines, as hundreds were last weekend in Mexico. They were stuck when Sun Country canceled the last flights home because of the blizzard in the Twin Cities. Smith says airlines should have to make it clear to passengers that the terms of service mean they could be left behind.
I think that should be in plain language right up front so that people understand it. This is kind of a legal gobbledygook that gets hidden in the, you know, the fine print that nobody can read. And that's what they are offering
behind
consumers. They better be clear about it.
Sun Country has apologized to its customers affected by the cancellations and has said that it will reimburse them for their extra transportation costs. A Richfield woman is accused of stealing from a grieving family's GoFundMe account. Nina Moyney reports.
Hennepin County prosecutors say Kimberly Freese offered to set up a crowdfunding account for a man who suffered a death in the family in November. The victim reported 49-year-old Freese, a family friend, said she would turn the account over to him when he was ready. According to court documents, Freese set up the GoFundMe page, but chose to have more than $2,500 dispersed directly into her own bank account. The Richfield Police Department began investigating the case in January when authorities say Freese allegedly admitted she had received the funds but no longer had them. She allegedly claimed they went to a, quote, court thing, but was planning to make an arrangement with the victim to pay him. Prosecutors say Freese hadn't paid the victim back as of mid-March. She faces a felony theft charge with a sentence of up to 5 years in prison. Nina Moyney, Minnesota Public Radio News.
State officials say Minnesota employers added 2,900 jobs in March, and the unemployment rate held steady at a seasonally adjusted 3.2%. The state jobless rate is almost a full percentage point lower than the U.S. rate of 4.1%. The forecast calling for a warming trend with long overdue seasonable temperatures expected by the weekend. For more news anytime, check out our website where you can access our stream, and we're there 24/7 on the radio, 91.1 in the Twin Cities.